The majority of us have been familiar with tiny dick rhetoric for a very fucking long time, dating back to the playground when insults about fucking shrimp dick were being tossed around, to pop culture. I mean, having a tiny dick, small dick is just the worst thing that can happen as a man, right? I mean, it is very clear in our culture the standard of what it is to be a man when it comes to having a cock, as so clearly laid out by our incredible American poet Sir Mix-a-Lot in his seminal work Baby Got Back, because I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. I mean, most men want to be long and strong and get the fucking friction on and make bitches say hell yeah, but you know, it's just not the reality for a lot of them. And I hear this tiny dick rhetoric all the time. You know, people come to me about tiny dick shit all the time, and it's always there. You have a small dick. You have a small dick. And I'm like, you know what? Actually, I would like to counter that. I would like to counter that, because what's worse than having a micro tiny shrimp dick?
Having an average one.
Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you. Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you.
What's up, sluts? Welcome back to Thy Queendom Come. I am your host, Queen Lo, and for those of you who may not know, I am a professional dominatrix. Most of my work is online these days. And one of the kinks, one of the things that it's requested most in my world, honestly, probably the most, is SPH, small penis humiliation. That alongside what we call dick rates, right? Like people, guys wanting to know how their dick rates, how it looks. That is a very big concern among men. Whether a lot of them like to admit it or fucking not, it's there. Some of you listening to this right now are men and have cocks and have already thought about yours in relation to whatever the fuck I'm about to say. And you're probably feeling a tad bit uncomfortable right now, most especially if you chose to listen to this with someone else. Let's just take a moment, feel the discomfort. We're going to ride this wave till the wheels fall off, all right? But the thing is, it's mostly mental. I mean, plenty of studies have shown that men's anxiety in relation to their cock size actually has very little to do with the size itself. It's so fucking mental. And that's why this is the thing that is requested the most in this world, at least in my experience. But this particular episode was inspired by a clip that I released months and months ago that was inspired by a video call that I had with a sub. And it has since become my most popular clip, my most engaged with clip. And the title is The Curse of the Average White Cock. Now, disclaimer here, the majority of my clients are white men with very average cocks. However, I have searched the world far and wide, been a hoe through all country codes, not all, but a lot. And I can tell you in my personal and private experience that average exists across the globe. And the anxiety of being not big enough or not good enough exists everywhere, all over. In everything, it's fucking pervasive. It affects us all. But here's the thing. The reason this clip came about, the reason this whole thing came about, was because a lot of these guys reach out about small penis humiliation, and they want to hear that they have these tiny little shrimp dick, micro pin needle, good for nothing little excuse of a clit dick, right? Like that is literally what they want to hear. However, the majority of them actually don't have what they would, you know, it's not a micro cock. a lot of them are small. They're on like the smaller end of average. You know, like I like to describe it like we have a fucking scale here, okay? And we have on the very far left, we have fucking micro. And now what that is literally like the size of my thumb. I'm not a big person. Like my thumb. It is a micro dick. It is fucking tiny. It's like seeing a bald eagle in the wild, okay? They're just not that common. They exist. They fully fucking exist. And I actually ran into one of them in the wild about 10 years ago, was hooking up with a dude who was quite tall, big guy. And this fucker has an actual micro dick. And I say this with all the love because this beloved is a paying subscriber on my loyal fans. And we still chat to this day. We chat about that experience and we've kept in touch about it. I mean, he's kind of like my very first sub in a lot of ways, but they exist. Micro, tiny micro cocks do exist. They're like the Beanie Babies of sex, like a novelty item. They're exciting. They're special. They're like, whoa, you know, a fucking golden Easter egg. I mean, and they exist. Now, I do not want to downplay the effects of having an actual microcock, in part because of society being made fun of, not feeling like a man, all of those things. And also in part because the traditional narrative of fucking a woman down to God and being long and strong is just not going to be fucking possible for you. It's just not. However, a lot of people with micrococks, like actual micrococks, are, you know, they're aware of it pretty fucking early on. Like, it's not a surprise. They're pushed to deal with it in one way or another. What that looks like, I mean, on one hand, that's why we have little dick syndrome. Am I woman-splaining cock size? You know what? I don't fucking care. I feel like I can. I mean, truly, like, when someone grows up with a micro cock, they realize that the traditional narrative of sex is not going to work for them. A lot of them are pushed to figure something out pretty early on. Does that mean making tons of money and being able to pay for it? Does that mean getting into the kink community? Does that mean closeting yourself forever? Like, whatever that means, it's a pretty loud thing that exists. So with all that said, having a microcock, is it ideal? Fucking obviously not, but at least they're forced to deal with themselves early on. They literally have no fucking choice. And for those of you who do have a microcock, you will be thrilled to know that, like I said at the beginning of this episode, I don't think it's the worst thing ever. My personal least favorite type of cock is painfully average one. And a lot of these guys reach out to me wanting me to, you know, use those buzzwords and like tiny shrimp dick. But I'm like, it's not really true. Nothing hurts like the truth. What's true is it's just overwhelmingly average. Like, I won't remember it. Like, let's talk about average. It's it's a lukewarm glass of water. It's vacationing in the Midwest. Nothing against the Midwest. I just don't want a fucking vacation there. You know what I'm saying? It's just average cock is perhaps the one thing that yields zero search results on fucking Pornhub. Like, it's just not exciting. There's nothing. It's not humongous. It's not huge. It's not, you know, whew, something, a sight to be seen. It's not fucking tiny. It's not micro. It's not hilarious and fun and exciting and dressed up like a little fucking Bo Peep half the time. Like, it's just fucking painfully average. And listen, like, it is... It is never clear to me how unfair life is as when I am talking to multiple clients, sometimes at the same time. And I have one sub who is a lanky fucking white dude, just lanky ass, long limbs, And when I tell you guys that he has a smart water bottle, he has a fucking smart water bottle in his literal fucking pants, okay? It is the most gigantic thing I have literally ever seen, and I've seen it multiple times. It's real. It is shocking. It is beyond it. I screamed the first time I saw it. And I have another sub who, I mean, his penis is the size of my thumbnail, man. Like, the size of my thumbnail. But both of them are extremely exciting in their own ways. And both of them have problems, have situations that come along with the size of their cocks. The one with the big cock, he fucking shoots his loads across the fucking room. I mean, this thing slaps his knee and it sounds like a fucking firework going off. Like, it's ridiculous. And the one with the tiny Whitley, he's learned how to play with toys and dress his little cock up. And he sent me videos of him like upside down twerking on the wall with like a dildo in his ass. Like, he just is having the motherfucking time of his life. Do you know who rarely sends me like videos so exciting? Like, guys with just really average fucking cocks. That is, until they've been trained for a period of time to go from being just average and ordinary to dun-dun-dun, extraordinary. And that is why I say it's a fucking curse. It's a curse to be fucking average, to just be able to skate through life and not actually have to figure out any way to be exciting for yourself and for others. And when it comes to your cock, you see, again, back to the unfair thing. It is the one thing. It's the one thing. God, I want to know if you're out there getting off to this right now, this is not free SPH. If you're out there getting off to this right now, I want you to go to my website right now, thyqueendom.com, and go to payment links and go ahead and submit a fucking slut tax. Because I just know some of you bitches. Anyways, your cock size is just something that you cannot change. You know, you can exercise, you can put makeup on, you can get surgery, you can be healthier, you can do a lot. But as I know, because I've spoken to so many people who have tried, there's just really not shit you can do about your cock. You know, and sometimes it might feel like God hates you. But like I said, it's an opportunity. This is an opportunity. Because before any of you who aren't getting off to this, who are maybe just being like, what the fuck to this, umbrella is that I actually do believe that the average mentality exists across the fucking board. And it comes down to the mindset. It comes down to the person. It comes down to what you do. Like, I do believe it's not the size of the fucking boat. It's the motion of the ocean. Like, I still believe that the motion of the ocean is your fucking soul and your spirit and what you choose to fucking do. And the reason being average is a fucking curse is because a lot of times it leads to you doing nothing. And then being a man, a middle-aged man whose wife wants nothing to do with you in bed, the only thing that wants anything to do with you is your fucking right hand. And you're just like, oh, why won't she fuck me? And I'm like, dude, hello? You're average. Be more exciting. Be extraordinary. So average is a mentality. And not only is, you know, your cock the one thing you cannot change, not the one thing, but, you know, maybe like the most important one thing. I mean, come on, guys, be real. Not only is it the one thing that you cannot change, but it's also one thing you don't grow out of. It's not baby fat. In fact, it fucking gets worse, I would argue, as you get older, because awareness comes in, and so do experiences and trauma and self, like, awareness. But having anything other than a loving, confident relationship with your cock is highly unfortunate. And I applaud the men who actually do have a healthy, we have another episode on like the other spectrum of that, like the other spectrum. If I were on the platforms that I am on as a submissive, I'm sure I could talk a lot about that. It would be very interesting. Men who are just like, my power is my cock and it's a rod and it's amazing. And that power is wielded. Like, okay, it's a fucking spectrum, right? But for the few men that have just an actually like, my man has a healthy relationship with his cock, but even he has expressed to me that he was anxious about it growing up based on like comments that were made in the locker room or whatever. Like he thought he had a small cock, and I can assure you he has a fantastic cock. So it's the anxiety about it is very common. And what's also common is just the not knowing. I think that's so much of it, is that there was another study I read recently that said that men actually think their cocks are smaller than what they are, essentially. Like they don't, they have fucking SPH things going on, the things that lead to SPH anyways. Because like I said, a lot of guys that with average cocks want to be told that they're fucking tiny. And I'm like, no, you're just boring. You want to be exciting. You're not. But side note, something that also makes this whole situation more unfortunate is the Anglo culture. So much of it has embraced male genital mutilation as a thing, which I can with full certainty, based on vast personal and professional experience, tell you that it just makes the situation so much worse. Stop circumcising your fucking children and teach them to wash their cocks instead. Literally just pull the skin back and fucking clean it. Like if your dick is smelling, I don't want to be near you anyways. Oh my God, put me on my fucking soapbox. Like literally, circumcision is the fucking weirdest thing that we still practice. And I can tell you, your sons are not thankful. They are not thankful. And I know that a lot of, especially American women, disagree with this, but like, it's just because you've been indoctrinated to believe that uncircumcised cocks are nasty when they're actually not. It's there for a reason, that skin. The friction is nice, and it actually doesn't look so much like Squidward, actually. I think it does help the appearance in a lot of cases, but that's just my fucking personal opinion. But the thing is that there's so many botch jobs, guys. There are so many botch jobs. Like, literally, these motherfuckers' cocks will be, like, fucking ripped to the left. And I'm like, I don't actually think that's, like, the way it's structured. I think that the skin is fucking pulled too fucking tight. There's like a huge scar line. You've got two-tone dicks, three tones even, usually three tones. Sometimes it'll be so vast. You'll have like a fucking white tip and a dark brown, you know, if he's tan, like dark brown fucking shaft. And it's like, what's going on? What's going on? This is obviously going into your rating, which so many of them want, because so many of them are curious what we actually think about their cocks, because they do not... they don't hear it, truthfully, in their sexual experiences. So many of them feel it. It's like the big old elephant in the room, that like your cock just wasn't that exciting, or what you did with it was just, you know, it wasn't. And again, I go back to the fact of like, if having a micro cock is the worst thing ever because it would prevent you from fucking a woman down to God, and here you are, you have a cock that's not micro, and you're still not fucking women down to God. So like, what's the thing? Like, what's the deal? What gives? That's why I say that average is my least favorite type, because even though all the same insecurities are still there, truly, those with average cocks are just kind of able to skate by, right? Like, a lot of guys with average cocks who think about the size of their cock or their ability to perform with it, it's not actually something they talk about in therapy. They're not forced to talk about it. It's not to that level. It's just in this mediocre level of fucking average. And if you've learned anything about me ever, is I don't do anything average. I don't do anything boring. And so many men across the spectrum are so afraid to ask for help. It's stigmatized. It's not encouraged. We have policies being pushed every single day to make it even more fucking difficult for people to learn about themselves and their bodies and what feels good, what type of pleasure feels good. And there's so much still continuing this narrative that sex is meant to look and feel one type of way. And obviously, I know this episode is very cock-centered, but that's the fucking point. But we live in a very cock-centered society. Sex is very cock-centered, and that is one of the curses of being fucking average, because a lot of guys who have really, actually really tiny fucking micro cocks have been forced to explore pleasure in their ass, for example. A lot of men, most men that I fucking encounter on a, and it's crazy to me how many men don't even know what their fucking taint is, where it is, when I tell them to touch their taint and they touch the tip of their dick. And it's like, what? So many men, most men have not, at least in our fucking culture, have not explored their assholes because that makes them gay, which, like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, who decided that a certain type of play or pleasure makes us one thing or another, and that one thing or another is even bad? I mean, you see how it's like, how does even exploring, how many guys to me I'll talk about exploring their asshole, like, oh, I'm not gay. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? First of all, like, why is it that you have a prostate in your ass? It's not even that deep in. It's not like you have to get rammed. I'm not even talking ramming these guys with a fat strap on. I'm talking a fucking thin vibrating toy or a finger to stimulate a fucking erogenous zone that feels good, that causes men to come flaccid cock in cages. I mean, it's, and I've watched men discover this part of their bodies time and time again, and it's like, oh my God. But before even getting to the part of relaxing their bodies and allowing that pleasure to happen physically, like, we have to address it mentally, because there's so much shit built around a fucking pleasurable, playful act that is somehow rooted in one's identity, which is just so fucked up. Just objectively speaking, it's so, like, how society and culture and all this shit, it is in our bedrooms. It's in our fucking bedrooms. It's in our heads all the fucking time, to the point that we're unwilling to explore different things. The only type of sex that is acceptable is man with a fucking big cock that fucks a woman down to God. And it just doesn't look like that. You know, culture is telling you that you need your Leo moment. Like, you need your fucking Leo moment with the steam in the hand. But you know what? Maybe you're Rose. maybe you're Rose, you know? And maybe you are. But maybe you're also just fucking not. And maybe you're just a human being who wants to explore their bodies and all of the different types of pleasure. And again, being average and being in a cock-centered society when it comes to sex leads a lot of you out there to not exploring your body, your own sensuality, your own different types of pleasure. And when you're average with yourself, like, that's what you're gonna fucking attract. Like, if you're not excited to explore and be turned on, and it's just all about fucking wanking your cock. And I mean, seriously, in my sessions, my subs touch their cock the least amount in their sessions. I mean, seriously, truly, like, we will go through sessions and these dudes will try to touch their cocks, and I'm like, no, 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 no. We start in the thighs. We start with the balls. We start with the nipples. If I'm not there, you pull your own hair. You know, we fucking light that body up. We fucking light up the taint, you know, and then it goes from something that would be this guy calling and just wanking his fucking cock that he's obsessed with, to an actual, like, experience of pleasure. It's not all about the fucking climax. Like, it's about the experience. And that's what I think that a lot of average guys just fucking fall short on. They fall short on it with themselves, and they certainly fall short on it with their partners over long periods of time. Like, of course, like, what are you doing to keep that, like, sex life alive? Nothing? Being fucking average? Like, nobody wants average. It's not just me that hates average. I think everybody actually does hate average. We've just, you know, like, a lot of people just come to fucking accept it. No, but I know truly, you know, that's why I love my subs, because a lot of them are at least addressing the feelings inside of them. The ones who want to hear what I think honestly, the ones who want to be more exciting and be more excited by themselves, by people, in life, and in the bed. Honestly, I know more from my fucking personal sexcapades. There's just so much average out there. And dudes being embarrassed to talk about it or take a look at themselves, be real, be weird, be fucking kinky, be exciting. You want women to be excited about fucking you? Be exciting. Don't be average. Say it with me. How many of you started out listening to this with someone and found some excuse to finish this on your own? Please, I definitely want to hear about the different listening experiences that are going on out there. Okay, so I'm not going to leave this in total doom and gloom. Like, I don't actually think it's doom and gloom. I mean, it's just real. Hopefully you can see the slivers of hope that are here for you if you're feeling spoken to right now. What can you do? Now, I will say, if you really need to be more in this, if you really want to know what to do, if you need to experience what to do, you need to go to my website again right now, thyqueendom.com, and reach out to me, because this is kind of my specialty. But in general, I think it is an incredible thing. This is definitely my word of the year, my 30s. Fuck yeah. The word expansion. That's just what keeps coming to me. And that is exactly how I feel about this. Like I said, average is a fucking mindset. It's a mentality. There are people out there consciously engaging with their cocks and their bodies. And the insecurity that exists around men's cocks is not that different from the insecurity that exists around women's yonis, women's pussies, the way we look naked. Like, it looks different. It's manifested different. And I think expansion in the form of thought and the way we view ourselves, awareness, exploration, exploring other forms of pleasure, like not being so motherfucking obsessed with your cocks. Like, it is an issue. Perhaps if you could be in the bedroom, like in an intimate moment, and not be so obsessed with your cock and be more present and actually experience pleasure in different ways, like that ability to be present will follow you out of the bedroom. And maybe you'll find that you start thinking with your cock less outside of the bedroom as well. Honestly, I also have a program for this. It's called fucking chastity. Lock that cock up. That is another thing that we could do here, guys. if we're too cock focused. We just take it out. We just take out the problem completely. Chastity. I actually have an episode on that. You should definitely listen to it. The two definitely go hand in hand. But also toys. I'm so happy to see that our culture is opening up to this, and toys are not seen as this like weapon and threat in the bedroom. It's the craziest thing to me ever. Maybe not ever, but like almost. That there are actually dudes out there who get pissed off or threatened by the idea of having toys in the bedroom because, what, my dicks are not enough? Hello? No, that's what I'm saying. It's not. Like, sorry. I'm not sorry, actually. It's not enough. It's amazing. And it is an incredible tool. However, there are so many fun things that you can bring into your bedroom. There are vibrating toys. There are fucking heat toys. There are bondage toys, whips. There's all sorts of shit that you can bring into play. But the first thing you have to do is actually not look at it like this fucking nut and run situation that you just need to get your fucking nut and so you can sleep. Like, listen, I get that type of sex. I get it. And I love it. I'm like, yo, we're tired. We just need to fuck. Let's connect for a minute. Both of us are going to sleep like amazing. But it's important to fucking have times not only with yourself, but also with your partner that are just more connecting. Hey, eh? Light some fucking candles, put some music on, dance, move your bodies, breathe together. Have some toys, some feathers, like just, again, expansion, expand your body. Explore your body. You know, feet people know where it's at. Explore your fucking feet, hey. It is true that all your nerve endings at the bottom of your feet just get a little, even if you don't, you know, not want to lick them, like some ice, some feathers. Like, there's so much for you to explore and for you to engage with, to explore the feelings of, and be honest about it, and go in stages, and don't traumatize the shit out of yourself, right? Like, if you are interested in perhaps some anal play, don't get the biggest fucking dildo at the sex shop and try to ram it into your asshole, because you're going to think that you don't like anal play. Even if you have you get a big butt plug, you're like, yeah, I'm going to anal play. Like, and then you try it and it's not going to be good. There's ways to experience these things that you can ease yourself into that aren't, you know, going to traumatize you and make you run away and shut yourself off. So just be gentle with yourself, be generous and be honest, and don't be afraid to be curious and explore. Like, that is one of my most sought after traits when it comes to subs. When I am manifesting and visualizing the subs that are coming to me and that come to me, one of the first things I say is just creative. People are so wildly creative. We are creative, and creativity and sex go hand in hand. They are the same. And when you can just allow yourself to be in that, it very naturally becomes not average. And that's what we're fucking going for, isn't it? Not average. Ordinary, extraordinary. We want to be extraordinary sluts. Now I want everybody to bow their heads. Bow your heads, eyes closed, take a minute. If this is you with an average cock, I think it's time to walk down the aisle, enter confessional. There is a queen size hole in your heart that I am ready to fill. Reach out to me on myqueendom.com. Redemption can be yours, my sluts. And for the rest of you, thank you so much for joining. I will see you next week.
What you waiting for? She's got what you need while you over there at the door. Nightmares or dreams, you just need belief. The queen has all that you should need. Just say the queen can come. Just wait for what she's got in store. Come right in, close the door. Just wait for what she got in store. Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you. Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you.
Go and get 'em, love.
Thy Queendom Come is a production of TQC LLC, music by Guillermo Jamat Jr. and LDK. All stories and audio used with permission. Names and details have been changed to protect the sluts involved. Don't be average. Say it with me. Am I woman-splaining?